Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning, 10 Minutes of Tanya. As always, we remain grateful to our dear beloved sponsors, our series sponsors, Michael and Marilyn Fedak, not only for 10 Minutes of Meaning, so much more generosity in our community. Thank you, Marilyn and Michael. Please help yourself to slushies, soup, coffee, pastries at our Reb Shaila Corner Cafe at the Boker Raton Synagogue. And today we will finish the fifth parak of Tanya. We're making our way through, not teaching Tanya, but learning Tanya together out loud. I'm not qualified to teach it. I'm barely qualified to learn it out loud together with you, but since none of you volunteered, I'm doing my best. So we're on the third section of this fifth chapter, the fifth parak of Tanya. These last four prakim have been dealing with the definition of the godly soul, the chelek alakom yimal mamish. We talked about every one of us is endowed with an animal soul, a base soul, an instinct, a drive. We have so much in common with animals, and we're not trying to destroy or purge or slaughter the animal soul. We're trying to train the animal. The best animal is not a dead animal. The best animal is a trained animal. That the trained animal is in your service. So the animal in us, if we can train it to be of service to us, and meaning through us to Hashem, that's the ultimate best use of the animal soul. That's what we'll pick up with in Perek Vav in chapter 6 when we continue next week. But for now, we're finishing Perek Hey, which is the godly soul. And we've been understanding the different 10 spheros, the Ruach, Nefesh, and Neshama. We've been talking about the three levels, the five levels, the 10 levels. We're talking about the levush, the garments of the soul, dibor, machshava, and maisa, speech, thought, and action. And lastly, we were talking about how mitzvos represent the garment. And a garment's important. A garment is how we identify. A garment protects us from the elements. A garment is the uniform that we wear, but in the end of the day, the garment is not us. The garment is what we're wearing. As opposed to Torah. Torah is like mazon. Torah is like lechem. Torah is like mayim. Torah is food and water. Food and water, we eat and drink, we absorb, and a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. What you eat becomes you. It's not like the garment that you wear, you put on, and then you take off. The food and the beverage that we eat and drink, it becomes who we are. We, our body, expands based on or decreases based on what we eat and what we drink. So it is part of the essence of who we are. So while mitzvos that we do are the levush, they're the garment that we wear, we connect Hashem through them, but we're still separate, distinct beings, Him and us. Torah, we absorb, we eat, it becomes one with us, is fully integrated in us, and therefore it is the highest level, the highest yichud with which we connect to Hashem. The Baal HaTanya wrote, the highest yichud with which we connect to Hashem is a Mishnah, a Gemara, or a Halacha. Also Fabreng, also study a Sicha, also learn a Chassidish Torah, also sing, also do Ava, all important. But the highest Yichud, writes the Alter Rebbe in the fifth parak of Tanya, the highest Yichud is a Mishnah, a Gemara, or a Halacha. This is where we left off last week. V'zer shakasa v'soroscha b'soch me'ai. That's the Pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, your Torah is b'soch me'ai. It's in my kishkas. Now the simple understanding, we've seen many chidushim in this parak of Tanya. The simple understanding of Torah's in my kishkas means it's in my kishkas, like I was raised on it. I love learning it. It's who I want to be. It's in my kishkas. It's in my kishkas. But the Alter Rebbe says that's not what it means. So Rascha B'soch Me'ai doesn't just mean learning Torah's in my kishkas. It means when I learn Torah, the Torah's in my kishkas. It means I eat the Torah. I drink the Torah. I absorb the Torah. The Torah becomes the essence of who I am. That brings us up to the third and final section of Perek Hey of Tanya. As it says in Eitz Chaim, Shelavusha and Hashemas began Eden Hema Mitzvos. Ve'atorah hi amazon l'neshamas she'asker ba'olam hazeh b'torah l'shma. One day, hopefully after 120, our soul will be extracted from our body and we'll all go up on high. And in the Olam Ha'emes, in that Olam Haba, in that world to come, in that world of truth, there'll be complete revelation. Hashem will be utterly and entirely revealed. There'll be no barriers to seeing, to feeling, to knowing Him. There'll be no free will, because Hashem Himself, His presence will be undeniable. So in that moment and at that time, all we'll want, all we'll crave, is to come close to this revealed essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in that Olam HaEmes. So in that world of truth, the mitzvos that we do during our lifetime, they're the garments of the soul in the afterlife. The Torah that we study in our lifetime, the Shema, that's the food for your soul in the afterlife. Now, why do I need garments in the afterlife? Is it like Florida? Is it like New York? What's the weather? Do I need a winter coat? My short sleeves? What am I wearing in the world to come? Why is the Baal Tanya describing that in the world to come, in the afterlife, in Gan Eden, so the levushei haneshamas are the mitzvos. The garments are the mitzvos, and the food is the Torah that we learn during our life. Why do I need that in the afterlife? So Reb Chaim Miller, in his commentary here, writes the following. In the afterlife, your soul will be exposed to intense divine revelation. To remain comfortable in that environment, it needs to A, protect itself from receiving more revelation than it can handle, and B, absorb whatever is safe and comfortable for it. In other words, sunlight's good. It's good to go outside. More and more research shows at some point, especially here in Florida, you have no excuse, go outside and go for a walk twice a day. Some vitamin D, go get some sunlight. It's good for you, it's good for you. But if you try to stare up directly into the sun, you'll be blinded. So, lavdil, but in the world to come, the revelation of Hashem, it's good for you. Be exposed to the sunlight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you try to stare right at it, not good for you. You can't handle it. So you need levush, you need sunglasses. The garments in the world to come are the sunglasses to handle the revelation, the light of Hashem. So we'll need garments. How do we earn garments? We can't earn them in the world to come. In the world to come, there is no free will, there is no choice. It's too late, you can't earn them. So how will you have the best UV ray, if that's the right term, sunglasses to not go blind in the world to come? Based on the mitzvahs that we do in this world. The mitzvahs you perform during your lifetime provide the garments for the soul to protect it from too much revelation, or I would say the sunglasses. The Torah you study in this world enriches the soul's capacity to absorb revelation. Now we also need to be strong, have stamina, in order to absorb the revelation of the world to come. How will we be strong in the stamina? Because of the Torah that we learned in this world. So the mitzvahs in this world give us the sunglasses or the garments to not go blind in the next. The Torah we learn in this world nourishes us to have the stamina and the strength to be able to experience the highest of revelation in the world. V'lishma hainu, the term lishma, now the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe is going to define the term Torah lishma. This is famous. It's quoted in any conversation about what does it mean Torah lishma. And Torah lishma is not a modern term. Torah lishma goes back to the Mishnah. Pirkei Avos, the Gemara in several places, talks about be somebody who learns Torah Lishma, even if you learn Lo Lishma, even if you do Torah and Mitzvah Shelo Lishma, Ba Lishma, to try to strive to be a person who learns Torah Lishma. What is Torah Lishma? What does it mean? Torah for its own sake. Lishma. Torah in or for its own name. What does that mean? Torah Lishma. What is Torah Lishma? So the Alter Rebbe writes, Kedei lekasher nafshal Hashem ayidei hasagas haTorah ish kefi sichlo. The intention to attach your soul to God through understanding the Torah according to your mind's ability. Torah Lishma means that while you're sitting and learning Torah, the Mishnah is open, the Gemara is open, the Halakha is open. The learning of Torah is not intellectual gymnastics. It's not an academic exercise. It's not because it's fun. That the whole intent and the mindfulness while you're learning Torah is dveikus. I am cleaving, I am connecting, I am attaching myself to the Almighty through this learning of Torah. This is Hashem's blueprint for the universe. So when he tells me if an ox scores another ox, this is what happens. There's 39 malachas, as I can do on Shabbos, as I can't do on Shabbos. Basa b'chalav, there's bittel, there's no bittel, it's not. Whatever area, whatever I'm learning, that learning is in order to create a dveikas, an attachment, and a connection. This is the diary of the Almighty. This is the blueprint of the Almighty. And I am connecting to Hashem, the goal, the essence. What is Torah Lishma? Torah Lishma means I'm not learning Torah, certainly not as a weapon to beat others. I'm not learning Torah for my own ego or honor. I'm not learning Torah because it's fun. I'm not learning Torah because it's intellectual. I'm learning Torah Lishma. What is Lishma? Zokta Alter Rebbe. Lishma means the goal of Dveikus, Ish Kefi Sichlo. Each person according to their level. Each person according to their level. So the more literate, the deeper, the more profound, the more panemius, so the more we can attach through the learning of Torah. The less mature, intellectually, emotionally, the less skilled, so we can attach on a different level. That is Torah, that is Torah Lishma. That is Torah Lishma according to the Alter Rebbe. Now that's not what everybody agrees. So, interestingly, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that elicited a tremendous pushback from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. The Nefesh HaChaim had an altogether different understanding of Torah Lishma, sort of pushing back on the Alter Rebbe, on the Hasidic perspective of Torah Lishma. And again, as I mentioned, it's a Gemara in Pesachim that Torah and Mitzvahs, even Lo Lishma, will lead to Lishma. It's a Mishnah in Avos, warns of, urges us to study Torah Lishma. Don't make personal use of the crown of Torah. Learn Torah Lishma. Many, many sources in Mishnah, in Gemara, about Torah Lishma. So this is the Alter Rebbe's view that Torah is when we learn Torah, the highest goal of Torah is in religious life. The highest goal of religious life is dveikus. Torah leads to clinging to Hashem. However, Rav Chaim Volozhiner disagrees. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Dalad, in the fourth Shar, has a critique of the Chassidish of you, of this Alter Rebbe of Torah Lishma, and he says Lishma does not mean dveikus, as most people believe, but rather Lishma means for Torah's sake. So whereas in Chassidus, the highest level is dveikus, it's achieved through Torah. The Alter Rebbe also says the highest yichud is to learn a Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha. But the purpose of the Torah, which is the highest yichud, is to achieve dveikus, because dveikus is the goal. So for Rav Chaim Volozhiner, for Volozhin, for the Litvisha, the highest goal is Torah. Torah Lishma means for its own sake. It means for the sake of Torah. It means to understand it, to learn it, to love it, to engage it. It doesn't mean just dveikus. Lishma doesn't just mean dveikus, because if it meant dveikus, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, say Tehillim all day. You could be davik b'Hashem, you could cling and cleave to Hashem by saying Tehillim all day. Do his baididus, meditate on Hashem all day. What does Torah Lishma means? That Lishma, for the name and for the sake of Torah, all your speech, all your give and take in the words of Torah have to be for the sake of Torah. Don't superimpose on Torah. Don't project onto Torah. Don't distort Torah. Don't make Torah conform to your times. It's all Lishma for the sake of Torah. For the sake of Torah. And he tries to bring a raya from a Russian Nadarim and elsewhere. So then Shar Dalet of Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Volozhiner, cultivates this alternative understanding that when a Yid learns Torah, it has cosmic influence and cosmic implications. You create cosmic angels through the learning of Torah, and therefore everything's about Torah. And the spiritual heirs of Rav Chaim Volozhin, call it Lakewood, call it Rav Shechter is going to be here the Shabbos. He holds that YU is Volozhin. Volozhin was transplanted into America. It's Yeshiva University's base medrash. But a Litvish view, the Nefesh HaChaim, is that Torah Lishma doesn't mean dveikus. Torah Lishma means Torah, for Torah's own sake. The highest thing you could do is learn Torah, love Torah, know Torah, talk in Torah, and Torah is for its own sake and no alternative agenda. The Egle Tal, the Sachar Shavu Rebbe, and his Egle Tal, the Hakdama to Egle Tal, also has what is a famous, because I happen to know it, a famous understanding of what is Torah Lishma. Because many people misunderstand and they think, if you get a geshmak out of learning, you're not doing it Lishma. If you get joy and happiness, oh, what a Parsha Shir, oh, what a Shir in Tanya, what a Daf Yomi, what a Smichas Chaver, I enjoy it, I love it, I have fun at it, it's geshmak, that's not Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma has to be, even if it's not fun, even if I'm all serious. So in his Egle Tal, of Avram Borenstein, the Sachar Shavu Rebbe writes, a chassid of the Kotzka, and he became a Gera chassid under the Chiddush Arim, then he moved to Sachar Shavu, the first Sachar Shavu Rebbe. So in his Hakdama to Egle Tal, which is on the Malachas of Shabbos, this is what he writes. I'll read it to you in the translation. By way of mentioning, I'd like to recall that what I heard from some people who have shifted from the way of logic concerning learning the Holy Torah. They said that if one learns and creates insights and is happy and enjoys his learning, he's not learning as Lishma, as one who learns simply and does not get any enjoyment whatsoever and only learns for the sake of the mitzvah. But he disagrees. The reason being that one who enjoys his learning is mixing his own personal enjoyment into the learning. The truth is, this is a widespread mistake. It is the opposite. This is the essence of the mitzvah of learning Torah, to rejoice, to delight, to enjoy in his learning, and then the words of Torah are absorbed into his blood. And when one benefits from the words of Torah, he becomes attached to them, to the Torah, Sirashi and Sanhedrin. And as the Holy Zohar writes, the Yetzirah and the good inclination only grow through joy. The good inclination grows from the joy of Torah. If you say that because of joy that he was learning, it's called not Lishma, so then the joy further lessens the power of the mitzvah, weakens the light. So it must be that joy is also considered to be Lishma. While according to the strict letter of the law, one who learns solely due to enjoyment and not because of the mitzvah is called not Lishma, like one who eats matzah because he enjoys it, not for the taste. About this they said, a person who still learns not Lishma will bring him to learning Lishma. But one who learns for the mitzvah and enjoys it, this is learning Lishma and completely holy. So if you're learning, you know, I know somebody, one of my dear friends, has a member of his family who grew up in a rabbinic family, grew up in yeshiva, and unfortunately left the way of observance, but still loves learning. And he told me, he once came down on a Friday night, and he found this person sitting at the dining room table, and they were machal Shabbos with a ketzais and a nesivas open in front of them. They love learning. The ketzais, the nesivas, the machlokas, the intellectual gymnastics, the chakira, the lumdas, geshmak, while they're being machal Shabbos. So that's not Torah Lishma. If you like the intellectual gymnastics, if you like the chakira and the lumdas and the back and the forth, and it's fun, that's not Torah Lishma. But it says the Egle Tal, if you're learning because you want to know the word of Hashem, but you also enjoy it, that is Torah Lishma. So you see, there's a big machlokas, Chaim Voloshiner, Egle Tal. But the Alter Rebbe here in the fifth parak of Tanya says, Torah Lishma means for the purpose for the gold vikas. Let's finish the fifth parak. V'amazoni b'chinas or panimi. Now, while the Eitz Chaim and the Zohar drew a distinction between mitzvahs as garments, Torah as food, the Tanya argues that Torah is both a garment and food. Torah is the sunglasses protecting you from the light, and the food giving you the stamina and the strength. V'alavushim b'chinas makif, melachain. Amru abesein ezechon levracha, shetam Torah shakol keneged kol mitzvahs. That's why our rabbis taught us, a Mishnah and Peah, we say it every morning, that Tama Torah keneged kulam. Learning Torah is equal and opposite all mitzvahs. Sha'a mitzvah sein levushin levad, because a mitzvah is only the garment. And the garment's still separate and apart from it. You could take off the garment. Hatoru ya'mazon v'gam levush. But Torah is both a garment and what you absorb and eat, what's inside you. L'nefesh ha'maskelash mislabish ba bi'yun ha'limuda, for the rational divine soul which is absorbed in analyzing and studying Torah. V'koshken k'shemotzi b'piv ha'dibur, all the more so when you learn not just with your eyes, and you learn not just in your head and your heart, but when you learn out loud, when you learn with your mouth, when you verbalize, when you articulate, shehevel adibur nasa b'chinas ola makif, because the breath exhaled into the words elicit transcendent divine lights. K'mashakos b'fri Eitz Chaim. So while Torah is primarily an experience of knowledge, so we also have to articulate. We have to express, we have to say the words, verbalize them. And when we verbalize them, then it endows the experience with the quality of a garment. So learning is eating, becomes part of us. When we say it out loud, when we learn out loud, it's both eating and it's also wearing that garment, both for this world and setting ourselves up for the next. So in conclusion, when we learn Torah and perform mitzvos, our soul becomes ready to receive divine light, divine revelation in this world and in the next. And Torah in particular is the highest level because it is imbibing, it is absorbing, it is integrating, it is eating the essence of Hashem. We become one through that yichud, through the highest level of learning Torah. How? Learning a Torah that's lishma. Not a Torah for our own name, not to be the smartest, not to know the most, not for the greatest honor, not for the most money, not to land the best girl, but Torah lishma. To be Dovek Tashem through the learning of Torah that we do. With that, we finish Perek Hay. Mirtz Hashem, next week we pick up with Perek Vav. Have a great day. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy.